Thank you. their bodies ache from toil. Some people lean on oak trees, seeking cool shade on hot humid days. Some people lean on crutches while their limbs won't work for them. And some people lean on each other when their hearts can't stand alone. How long it takes to lean upon you, God of shelter and strength. How long it takes to recognize the truth of where my inner power has its source. All my independence with its arrogance stands up and stretches within me, trying to convince my trembling soul that I can conquer troubles on my own. But the day of truth always comes when I finally yield to you, knowing you are a steady stronghold, a refuge when times are tough. Thank you for offering me strength, for being the oak tree of comfort. Thank you for being the sturdy support when the limbs of my life are weak. Praise to you, eternal God, for always being there for me. Continue to transform me with love and power of your body. I don't know if you've noticed, but today is February 25th. Because why waste a good bulletin, right? It's exactly the same of what we're doing today, but there is a new page in there with new announcements, so they're not. So don't look it on the back of the bulletin for announcements, look on the insert. It is also one great hour of sharing, which is when we take an offering to help the United Methodist Committee on Relief. This money goes to administration so that every time you give money to a specific disaster, it goes 100% to those disasters. Also, let's see, there's something else. So the music, the special music will not be the same either, but, you know, we're going green, right? We're missing our bulletins. Plus, the membership certificates are dated February 25th, so there you go. I invite you to rise as you're able and join in the call to worship as we begin. The world belongs to God, the earth, and all its people.
Amen. All
love and faith come together, justice and peace join hands.
Lord, hear us and our hearts shall claim your grace.
We worship today as the family of God. Let us worship the Lord. Our first song is from the Green Book, if you don't have it. It's Here I Am to Worship.
You.
to love. I invite you to sit back and close your eyes. Take in that first deep breath. And as you let this breath out, let go of the stiffness in your arms and shoulders, your neck, your back. Just let your physical body relax. So you can take a second deep breath. And as you let this breath out, send with it all of the what-ifs and the to-dos and the fears. Send it all out to God so you can take that third deep cleansing breath. And as you let this breath out, become fully present here with the Lord. Let us join together in our listening prayer. God of life and love, we have gathered in this sacred place again. May we create here a circle of love, ever expanding, ever growing. May we also create a place of wisdom, a place of connection with you and with one another, and always a place of hope. For it is through you we find the strength and courage to create, to connect, and to hope. Thanks be to God. Our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 22, verses 23 and 31. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all of you offspring of Israel, for he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. My vows I will pay before him, before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. To him, indeed, shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall look for him. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn. Unborn, saying that he has done it.
Thank you. squirt some out onto the plate. You want to start? It's 10. Can you do that? Squish it hard. Get some out. Okay? Okay, can you hold it? Gentleness and your kindness. You will never ever be sorry that you choose kindness. Okay, let's say a little prayer. Dear Jesus, help us remember to use our words and our lives to make this a better world, a place where people are kind to each other. The world really needs that. And everybody said, Amen. There's a little tube of toothpaste for each one. Joining us today at Hope. And so
We have two different groups of people, people who are coming in by transfer and those who are coming in by faith. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's Holy Church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through the water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared in our baptism and acknowledge God, what God is doing for us and affirm our commitment in Christ's Holy Church. So we're going to start with Vince and Kim and David, and I'm going to just introduce you to them to you a little bit. Vince was born in Los Angeles, but grew up mostly in Anaheim. He came here in May of 2013 for a new job because he's an aircraft mechanic at AAR, which is a hangar at the airport. Vince would like to say that he's enjoyed hope since the first time he met Bev Merritt and some of the other friendly members at a chum dinner service. It's been nice to feel so welcomed by everybody, and choir is a lot of fun. Especially because now he has a crazy bass section. Yeah, right next to him, right there. Kim Hotman was born and raised in Duluth, and after working 29 years in the private sector, she now works with AgeWell Arrowhead, a local nonprofit serving older adults and caregivers, and this is where Kim and I connected. We've been collaborating on things over the last couple of years, and this week she's starting a memory cafe right here at Hope, so that'll be great. David was born in Waterloo, Iowa. Oh, I'm sorry. Because of his dad's jobs, he had opportunity to move quite often, and they settled in Waterville, Minnesota. Dave was in the Coast Guard and served many locations, finally ending up on Lake Superior. And these two met through mutual friends and had an impromptu date on Halloween of 1994, watching a Green Bay-Chicago football game. They have one daughter, Katie, and five granddaughters, all of whom live in Nevada. Kim and David have been talking for some time about finding a faith community that they could belong to, but hadn't any ties or preferences, and David's sudden illness in last July brought a sense of urgency to that need for faith and support. And with Kim's familiarity with me, they decided to come on Bring a Friend to Church Sunday. Kim says it was Lori that brought us here, and it's the congregation. So, Vince and Kim and David, you come to this congregation as professing members, and so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Your answer,
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? Remember your baptism and be thankful. Congregation of Hope, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? Yeah, there's a, oh, stop. On your insert, there's your response. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ.
We will surround tears.
Southern Minnesota, which is interesting. It's Spring moved to Duluth 51 years ago and worked at U of D for 32 years. Is that right, Sally?
Yes.
Spring has two children and two grandchildren and is happily and completely retired. She likes to do crossword puzzles, which is why we have a crossword puzzle bank in our church now. Jigsaw puzzles. And she graciously said that she will eat anything that anyone wants to cook for her except fish. So if you need a taste tester, Spring's your man. Spring joins us from Christ Lutheran Church here in Duluth. The Prescotts came to Duluth in August as part of a job transfer for James. They love the beautiful city and the outdoor activities, especially skiing and sledding. Scarlett is 6 and in kindergarten, right? Gwen is 5 and in her last year of preschool. And they both enjoy reading and drawing and skiing and swimming. Kate is 2, and is this true, Kate? You like to eat Play-Doh? And toothpaste. And dance and stuff. James is in a finance role at Lake Superior Consulting. He likes adventurous outdoor sports like ice climbing.
Which is when? What day?
Wednesday the 14th, but we don't know the time on the
your surgery time, and the surgery is Wednesday. All right, we will keep you in our prayers all day Wednesday so that everything goes well. Thank you. Other joys or concerns?
I have a joy. Today is my oldest child, Anne's birthday. She was born in 1960, so she grows as the years grow. And she's living with me to help me out, and I'm so grateful for her.
All right. Happy birthday to Anne.
Asking for prayers for our friend Rana. She's been battling cancer for the last couple of years and was down in the cities day before yesterday. They found 13 more spots in her brain. So she's a young lady, so we're just we're trying to keep positive for her. So all the prayers will be welcome.
Thank you. Other joys, concerns?
She is going through testing to donate a kidney to her uncle, who is suffering from renal failure. So she's out in Salt Lake City right now getting some of the final tests. She is one of the top candidates, so just prayers that it all works well for her. Her name is Krista. Her uncle's name is Rob.
All right, we'll keep Rob and Krista in our prayers. Any other joys or concerns? Well, I had an email from Terry Donnelly, who some of you will remember. It's a member here for many years, and she would like prayers because she's had yet another surgery, and she lives down in Owatonna, but feels her connection still to this church. So just keep Terry in your prayers. Let us be in a time of silence.
Jesus paid it all.
them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called a crowd of his disciples and said to them, "If anyone wants to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words and this adulterous and sinful generations, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory, when he comes in glory." Okay, that was nice, right? Nice and cheery. So, we're on our Lenten spiritual journey for rehab. And, you know, going to rehab is not an easy thing. A lot of times it happens because of an intervention. We don't know how far we've gone one direction or another, and somebody sits us down. There used to be a TV show about it, where they'd show the intervention, and it was mostly drug and alcohol use, I think. But families would sit down and say what this person was doing and why it affected them, and it was hard to take and hard to listen to. So intervention is not an easy thing to hear. And intervention happens, drug addiction, hoarding, health issues. And we're not usually all that open to it, because by that time, when we need an intervention, we have gone beyond what we understand, even of ourselves. And our egos are still right there, though, helping us to say, "I don't need your help." It's not easy to ask for help, right? It's not easy to get the help you need to be whole and healthy again. And today's scripture is the intervention of all times that rings down through the centuries. Jesus gathers Peter and all of his disciples. The rebuke and the intervention to live spiritually in this world. And what he says is not necessarily what we want to hear. Being a Christian is hard work. It is not about saying, "Okay, it's not a magic pill. Okay, I'm good. Just join the church. I'm done. I can sit in my pew every Sunday and I'm a great person." Nope. Jesus is reminding Peter and all the disciples and all of us that what it means to follow Jesus is to take up our cross and follow him. It means that we are not going to just have an easy life, and that in fact, because we are followers of Jesus and know that we have eternal life waiting for us on the other side, that we are required to go straight into the storms of life and experience the suffering that we have and the suffering of others. We need to go straight in. If we say, "Okay, I know best, and I will take care of this. I know best, and I am going to do this or that." What happens is, if we do that with health issues, we could die, right? If we are our own doctors. I'm always reminded of Julie, one of our previous administrative assistants, who would always say, "Well, I can diagnose you because I have a theater degree." That's what we do, you know. I have a political science degree, so I can also do that. So we need to, when we do that, we not only put our physical health in jeopardy, we put our spiritual health in jeopardy. Because we have have to be willing to live a life that has at its base a sacrificial nature. We have to be willing to go forward into the storms, forward into the pain, so that we can help bring about the kingdom of God. We've talked in a couple of groups in our Lenten study, and then last Wednesday, talked about forgiveness as well. And this is that forgiveness is another piece that says, you forgiving someone is not just about you and that person, or this group and that group. It is about transforming the world. Because when you do your act of forgiveness, you help to transform more than just yourselves. You set up what it means to be Christian, and people see that. And the same is true of this intervention of Jesus. He says, knock it off, Peter. You are talking through your human self. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Because if you're following me, then you must take up your cross and go. It's not the easy life that maybe you think of. It's not always hard, but it's not easy, because we know that Jesus died for our sins and he was resurrected, so we have a victory over death and fear. I think we forget about that victory over fear. That victory over fear says, okay, in our spiritual rehab, we need to remember that we are leaders in our lives, in our communities, in our families, and we need to show others what it means to live as followers of Jesus. And that means when I see something wrong, even though I do not want to have anything to do with it, I'm a follower of Jesus, so I need to go and take that risk. Doesn't mean we get to stick our noses in everything. That's a different thing. But it means we need to be out front. We need to be the people who speak for the people who cannot speak. We need to stand up where we can. And that's the intervention that Jesus gives to us. He says, you guys all need rehab, just like Peter. Figure it out. What does it mean to be my follower? It means that you go forward. You go through life looking into the storms, and to understand the path of following Jesus and what it brings. And what it brings is you right into the suffering that life brings for ourselves and for others. Jesus says clearly who he is, and where the path leads. So our spiritual rehab is, how do we wrap our heads around that? What does that mean to us in 2018? And how do we live it? Nobody can answer that except each one of us. But we have to know that if we take this path, and if we have the courage to head into the storms and the struggles, that we never journey alone. We never journey alone. Not only is the Holy Spirit with us, but we have faith communities. We have families. We have God always on our side. And when this life is done, there is still eternal life waiting. So there's not even an end to the journey. We keep moving on. As long as our focus is on Christ and the cross. If we can't do that, then we really need to be in rehab and figure out what that means. I think we probably have all had times in our lives where we think, no, I'm done. This is just too hard, or this has happened and I can't go forward. And yet we have the faith to do just that. To take one more step when we find out we have an illness. to take one more step when we lose a job or a loved one, to take one more step forward in each of those cases, to listen to Jesus' intervention and say, yes, I am here, Lord. I have my cross, and I am ready to follow you anywhere. So there's your rehab for the week. Are you ready to pick up your cross? Let's go. Let us pray. Christ Jesus, you asked so much of us in one little passage. And yet we understand that that is who you are and who we are following. Help us, Lord, each day to take an intentional step toward you, an intentional step into the storm of life, to help ourselves and to help others who are struggling. We know that together we can do so much more than by ourselves, and together with you we can do more than the everything possible. Help us, Lord, to join hands as we take the cross and go forward always in your name. Amen. Let us continue our worship with the reading forth of our offering.
Thank you.
these gifts as we continue under your guidance to work toward helping bring in the kingdom of Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. All right. It's time for announcements. There's lots of them. Campus ministry dinner is tomorrow night, and if anyone wants to come and help around 3:30, we're going to be chopping and making things for tacos and setting up, and then 5 o'clock we'll serve dinner. And if you want to bring any desserts, that would be great. Our Easter social is this week. It is at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, and everyone is invited. Some of you got special invitations because we especially invited our golden members. But everybody of every generation is welcome to come. We have Easter pants. We'll have some nice food and some entertainment. So please think about dropping by if you can at 3 o'clock on Wednesday. I'm sure somebody's got a past announcement or no? Yes, okay. Just a sec. We are not able to do shiny paper anymore. If you have some, bring it in, and we get one more dump. And it's going to be pretty soon because we are full up to overflowing. So if you have any more glossy paper, bring it in, and then we are unfortunately done with that for a while. Also, it is Food Share Month. If you have any food that you'd like to donate, there's baskets back there. If you'd like the lists, there's some lists out on the table to tell you that. And also on your sheet, we have updated additional activities for Holy Week, which includes just letting you know again that we're singing, the choir is singing on Palm Sunday. And then on Thursday, we're going to have a lunch and a dinner with communion. And so it would be nice if you could sign up for that, although I don't think we have a sign-up sheet yet. But, you know. Anyway, it's all coming very quickly. So Easter time is just around the corner. Okay, Donna. Oh, please pass the registration pads if you have not already done that. And there is cake downstairs, a second cake, because we had a little problem with the first one when we didn't have church. But there is a cake to welcome our members.
Good morning. I mentioned last week that the pasty baking days are approaching. On Thursday, we are going to make the dough. Should we make the dough for 300, maybe 600? 900, like the last few times. If you like that number, you do too. But we need orders. So if you have family, close friends, the neighbors, college students, anybody that loves a pasty, ask them if they would like to buy some. They're $5. They're huge. They're delicious. What else can I say? So get the orders into the office. They are keeping the list. So you can take an empty sheet back by the Madison room, fill it out, and bring it in. You can slip it under the office door if they're not there. Leave it in the basket by the door or put it back on the table. We will find it, but we do need the orders. So looking forward to working with all of you.
Regular without rutabagas, and vegetarian.
The regular ones have meat, and it's a great combination of pork and rump roast, because the butcher told us that's the tasty part of the problem. So we do the meat, we do the vegetables, and we do one without rutabagas, because we know there are quite a few of you out there. So thank you.
All right. Other announcements?
Yeah. Most of you know that we have parents and pals playtime on Tuesday and Wednesday mornings. By Katrina and kept going. Beth is very involved, and Monica is the person the church has hired to help set up all the mats and the toys and keep things going and put them away. Well, I had to drop in for another reason during one of their sessions and encourage
anybody to do that. Monica is impressive. There were six little boys, toddlers, running around. Anita was there, Linda, Roland was there, and I'm sure some of the rest of you have come. But more importantly, almost, is that their parents were there, including the dad and the grandma. And it's very informal. The kids are playing on huge mats, and then the chairs are set up around the edge. She's got it all rolling out with the snacks and everything. It's a fabulous outreach for the church. And so just dropping in and saying hi to those parents and grandparents makes a huge difference. So
I encourage you, a lot of parents who did some Wednesdays.
Easter lilies. You know that there's only two more Sundays and then it's Easter? So we do need Easter lily orders, and I only have six, so that's not going to really make the sanctuary very beautiful unless we get going. So I will be downstairs serving food today, so if you want to order, I'll have the order folks with me down there. So they're $8 for lilies and $9 for tulips. So, and this is the last day you can order. So, if you really have something bad about that, give me a call.
Easter, breakfast, guys, and see you. Time for my victim, I mean my annual asking for guys to help on Easter Sunday.
We have a brand new men who don't know about it, so.
They're going to find out real soon. Aren't you? Aren't you?
Any other announcements? All right. Please rise as we sing our final hymn, which is number 5.